Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
And now it's time for another visit to the Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse.
Upstage Surrey presents The Body by Yvonne Wheeler.
Shots go off on that block, they know who did it. See from the landing to the block, only do business. Cash a drop, now we on, they know who did it. Bally off, never on, they know who did it. They know, they know.
The only thing you need to know about me is that I'm innocent. I know all your clients probably say that, but really, I am.
Take a seat, Mrs. Clifton, or can I call you Susan? It doesn't matter to me whether you're innocent or not. Everyone is entitled to a fair defence.
Susan is fine. When do you think I'll be able to leave?
I just need to find out a few details from you. Can you tell me why you are here and what happened?
Where do I start?
Tell me about the body.
What body? There was no body.
A member of the public saw you with a body by the river.
Oh, this is ridiculous. It wasn't a body. It was just a mannequin.
Why were you out in the early hours of the morning with a mannequin?
I'm writing a book, and I thought acting out the scene would help. Experience everything my character was going through. Make it sound more believable.
What happened to the clothes you were wearing?
Well, I took them to the dry cleaners, as I ended up covered in mud. I don't understand why I'm here over a mannequin. If the police search the river, they'll find it.
Where did you get the mannequin from?
I found it in my loft. It must have been left there by a previous owner. It was seeing the mannequin that gave me the idea for the book.
Well, the police looked on your laptop and they found numerous searches on how to dispose of a dead body.
As I tried to explain to them, it was just research. This is all one big misunderstanding.
Well, you shouldn't have spoken to the police alone. Next time, just say no comment and refer to me before providing any information. I have you down as working in social services, is that correct?
Yes. The writing is just a hobby.
The police didn't find a novel on your laptop or even the start of one.
I was only just starting to write it. I wanted to do some research first. The outline of my novel is in my notebook.
And where is that notebook?
I recently got mugged and my bag was stolen.
Did you report this to the police?
No, there was no point. There was nothing much in my bag. I had no money in it and I wasn't hurt.
Do you know Maria Ellis?
Yes, she's one of my colleagues at work. Why?
The police have witnesses of you two arguing.
Arguing? It was a minor disagreement.
What was the disagreement about?
It was about a case Maria was working on. I thought she should have dealt with it differently, that's all. But it was nothing.
When was the last time you saw Maria?
I don't understand why you're asking me about Maria. What's she got to do with this? I saw Maria yesterday at work. Was it Maria who reported me to the police? It would be just the type of thing she'd do to spite me.
Did you tell anyone about your novel?
Yes, of course. A few friends and family.
People at work?
Maybe. I might have mentioned it in passing.
Did you tell anyone about your plans to drown a mannequin?
I can't remember.
The police did drag the river and they found the body of Maria.
Maria is dead? No. Oh my God, what happened to her?
The police believe she was strangled, which knocked her unconscious, and then she drowned.
Who would have done such a thing?
The police think you did it. She was found near where you were spotted.
What? There was no body. I didn't do it. I'd never harm Maria. I didn't like her, but that's not a reason to kill someone. Oh, when do you think I can leave? My husband will be worried sick about me.
Well, the police have a lot of evidence against you, Susan. I don't think you'll make bail. We will need to come up with a strong defence.
This is ridiculous. Did the police find the mannequin when they dredged the river? Once they find the mannequin, they'll see that this has all been a terrible misunderstanding.
No mannequin was found, just Maria's body. I think I have all the information I need. The police want to interview you now. Just say no comment.
Oi, did you read in the newspaper that Susan has been arrested for murdering Maria? How scary. It could have been one of us. Psychopath.
Well, doesn't surprise me. There was always something off about Susan. A simmering rage just below the surface. Do you remember the time she lost her temper? You know, with that delivery guy. Just because he was late picking up some legal papers. Her face was a lovely shade of puce. The only one surprised about her being arrested is Jack. Her boss. God knows what rock he's been living under.
That's just typical, Jack. He always sees the good in people.
You know he went to see her.
Really? Have the police interviewed you?
Yes. They asked me, you know, about the argument Susan had with Maria. So I told them everything. You know, how Susan was yelling the odds.
Did they ask you who Maria was dating?
Yes, but I didn't say anything. She was seeing a married man. Well, I didn't want to sully her name now she's gone. I've no idea who he is, so not sure it would help anyway.
Really? I had no idea. She kept that quiet. You think you know someone?
I thought I saw him once, picking her up from work. He looked familiar, but I couldn't quite place him. He was the one who bought her that diamond necklace she kept flashing around.
Oh, yeah. The police said the necklace wasn't found on her body, which was strange, because she would never take the bloody thing off.
Darling, I keep ringing. Why haven't you picked up before? How does it look when my own husband isn't supporting me? My solicitor said it would help my case if you stood by me.
Susan, I've been busy. There's a lot going on.
My solicitor's putting in an appeal. You know I'm innocent, don't you?
Yes, of course. I know. I know you didn't do it, Susan.
My solicitor's been trying to get in touch with you to help with my campaign.
Look, Susan, there's no easy way to say this to you. But it's over between us. It's something I've wanted for a while, but there was never the right time to tell you.
What? Why? And you think now's a good time? I know things have been difficult for you, Tom. I know people think there's no smoke without fire. And I don't expect you to wait 15 years for me. But I should be out soon. I'm innocent. My solicitor is positive about the appeal. Just give me a bit more time. As you said yourself, you know I didn't do it.
Look, there is something you should know.
Okay.
I knew Maria.
Yes. Well, you would have met her at the Christmas party.
It wasn't just that. We were having an affair. I met her whilst I was waiting for you one day when I came to pick you up. We got talking. We had so much in common. She flirted with me and I felt so alive. After that, I started to see her on a regular basis.
But when? And how long was this going on for?
All those nights when I said I was working late. I hate to be a cliche, but it's true. We were actually together for a year, but in the end I finished with her.
How could you do that to me? I thought we were happy together.
You were happy, but I was miserable. I just needed a bit of excitement in my life, and Maria offered that to me. Our life together was so boring, so humdrum. The same thing every day. She did things you would never do.
Did you finish with her because of me?
No. It ended because she was getting too clingy. I wasn't looking for another wife. One was bad enough. I just wanted the thrill of a good time, not to start a new relationship. She didn't take the news well, though. The crying, the clinging to me like a limpet, it was far too much. So I had to show her that I really meant it.
What do you mean?
I invited her for a romantic walk, not far from where you said you were going to be with that stupid mannequin. She liked the thrill of potentially being discovered. She really disliked you, you know that, don't you? You should have heard the things she said about you. Anyway, let's say things just didn't turn out how she hoped.
You know, I could tell my solicitor what you've just told me.
Oh, good luck with trying to prove anything. I've got to go now. I've got a new life to start.
Well, before you go, there's something you should know. I'm not as stupid as you think I am, Tom. All those late nights. Did you really think I wouldn't suspect anything? I knew about you and Maria. I found the receipt for that necklace you bought her. Did she realise how cheap you were? A flawed diamond somehow seems apt. I knew you were tiring of her. All the signs were there. Less late nights, working. You stopped going to the gym as much and you stopped caring as much about your appearance. I followed you that night. What you didn't know was that she was still alive after you tried to strangle her.
What? What did you do?
She thought I was going to help her. Can you believe that? You should have seen her face as I walked towards her. She couldn't get out of the river. She was as weak as a kitten. You couldn't even do that right. It's always been down to me to finish what you start. If it hadn't been her, you know it would have been you. Why do you think I was following you? Hi. Thanks for dumping the mannequin in the river. My solicitor rang to tell me it's been found. I hear you dropped in to see Tom at work to offer your support. It was so kind of you. I'm sure he appreciated it. You know, the police have searched Tom's offices and found Maria's diamond necklace. I think the anonymous call helped with that. My solicitor told me the police are interviewing Tom at the moment, so not long now until I'm out. And we can start our lives together. See you soon, Jack.
You have been listening to The Body by Yvonne Wheeler. Produced and directed by Upstage Surrey and edited by David O'Rourke. With Sarah Robinson as Susan, Lisa Mills as her solicitor, Richard Newbold as her husband, Becky Frith as Nancy, and Caroline Tattersall as Steph. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.